In this bulletin, the High Court rules in favour of George Pell's application to have a last-ditch appeal of his sex abuse conviction. The bushfire crisis continues. And in sport, big rugby league injury news 4 months prior to the start of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The High Court has agreed to hear appeal arguments from George Pell against his conviction for child sex abuse. The 78-year-old Catholic cardinal is seeking to have his conviction overturned. He was convicted last year of the rape of a 13-year-old choir boy and the sexual assault of another. He is currently serving a 6-year jail term but has always denied any wrongdoing. Chrissy Foster is an advocate for people affected by sexual abuse. She says the decision by the High Court makes it a difficult day.
It was so close to being done and finished with. They've had their decision, they've had their verdict, and they won, and now it's all up in the air again. It can be all taken away.
The High Court is expected to hear the matter next year. Hot and erratic weather is threatening to escalate the bushfire crisis in Queensland. 60 blazes are burning in the state, with communities west of Brisbane and the Gold Coast of major concern due to a new fire front that is headed towards Spices Peak Lodge at Maryvale on the Southern Downs. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says several fires are of priority to authorities at the moment, and two more homes have been lost to the fires.
Our main priorities at the moment are the Western Scenic Rim, and as we know, Spices Peak Lodge could be of concern later in the day, and Cunningham's Gap Highway is also closed. We have major concerns still at Cobberball, and we now have confirmed 14 homes that have been lost. So once again, I say that's 14 families that are going to be going through a really tough time at the moment.
People at Noosa North Shore and on the Sunshine Coast have also been told to leave. Those who want to leave are having to exit via ferry due to limited road access. The political row over the current bushfire crisis continues, with the Greens calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to try to bring Australia together by taking more action on climate change in the wake of the fires. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has repeated his party's charge that the government's policies on climate change have contributed to the current bushfires. Senator Di Natale says Mr Morrison should act on climate change after these bushfires, the same way then-Prime Minister John Howard acted on gun control after the Port Arthur massacre in 1996.
While I had very little in common with John Howard, one of his lasting legacies was that in a moment of crisis, he brought the country together, he took action, took concrete action, he got major political parties together. We saw an agreement between the Coalition, the Labor Party, the Greens, that has made this country a better, safer place. And that's what the Prime Minister now has the opportunity to do, to show that leadership, to show leadership at a time of crisis.
Italy's Mayor of Venice has declared a state of disaster after the city was hit by its second highest tide on record. City officials report the tide peaked at 187 centimetres on Tuesday night, flooding Venice's historic basilica and leaving many alleyways and squares submerged. Venice Mayor Luigi Brugnaro warns the damage will be severe and widespread across the lagoon city. Mr. Brugnaro is calling on the Italian government to provide financial assistance to help deal with the disaster he says is the result of climate change. President Donald Trump has suggested an initial trade deal with China could be finalised in the near future. Mr. Trump made the announcement during his speech to the Economic Club of New York. However, he did not give details of the agreement. He says US and Chinese negotiations were close to finishing phase one of the trade deal, an agreement aimed at ending the trade war between the two world powers. Surprisingly, the president's comments had little effect on the US stock market. Victoria's planning minister insists Melbourne Cricket Ground is safer than ever, despite the sporting venue's flammable cladding being assessed. In 2017, a Victorian Building Authority deemed the MCG safe. However, Melbourne City Council is inquiring into the cladding safety. Opposition planning spokesman Tim Smith says the building would be safer if the cladding is removed, and he expects the government to do so. In rugby league, the Canterbury Bulldogs 2020 season has encountered trouble before it has even begun. Star halfback Kieran Foran will miss the entire 2020 season after undergoing shoulder reconstructive surgery yesterday. The 29-year-old was hurt playing for New Zealand earlier this month. The surgery yesterday uncovered damage that will require further surgery to fix it. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, cloudy, 22. Hobart, possible shower, becoming windy, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, sunny, 23. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.